Hello and welcome to the Rethink ED podcast for Michelle Thomas. I'm here to talk to you all about education, planning, executive management, time management, and all those things that stress you out for study skills and all the rest of school stress. I am a counselor, academic advisor, and a motivation speaker for several different platforms in education. I'm here to help you and to relax you when it comes to stressing out over school. If you have questions, if you have things that you would like to have answered, then please send an email into info@mltacademic.com and I will be able to answer your live questions on the air. I hope to hear from you soon. Hi everyone, welcome to Rethink ED. I'm Michelle Thomas and I am grateful that you are here. I wanted to reach out to you today specifically to talk about what's coming next week. What's coming next week is a week of terror, and students who are in a position to study for this still have night sweats. They still wake up early in the morning to say that they're going to study, and they never do. Prior to their jobs, they leave for work and then they're exhausted when they come home. And all they want to do is eat and go to bed. Unfortunately, this typically does happen where this terror sets in and their bodies start to feel nervous. And this nervous activity that is releasing the endorphins in your body, unfortunately makes your brain work less. So the studying that they feel that they are doing after they've had their power nap and they get up and they start to work on their textbook or their study final quiz or their markup or the comments that the instructor has left for feedback, they draw blanks. And it gets to be very overwhelming for those students who then lose time studying, and eventually their brains do come back on when they're in class and they feel like they've lost a whole week. I don't know about you, but this has definitely happened in my life, and probably someone close to you or someone you know, if it be a child or if you went through these struggles yourself, or if you even experienced a distant friend who is going through this now. We all know that we have accountability in our lives. This accountability tends to creep up on us quite quickly when we leave things undone. And Rethink is a positive force of skills that you can develop that will help you to reorder and to time manage these type of things that occur to us naturally. So please join me in my podcast weekly so that I can help with these struggles. These struggles are very real. And as an academic advisor, as well as an education enthusiast, I'm here to help you and guide you to a better and useful way of strategizing your study. I hope to see you.